you're filling up about 80% of the screen vertically.
Okay, again, it's kind of an awkward position to hold it, but again, you can barely see Baja, California, Mexico real well.
Yes, indeed. If you could roll the camera right or left 90 degrees and then zoom a little more, we could fill up nearly the whole screen.
How's that, Bruce?
There you go, Dan. That's good. All right, and we've got the North Pole on the right of our screen down here, and the Atlantic Ocean with the Terminator at the bottom of the screen.
Roger, that's correct. Looks like a beautiful sight. And either you have clouds over the Sierra Nevadas or there's snow caps at this time. I can't tell which from here, and you can still see the San Joaquin Valley.
Roger. Houston,
we're going to zoom in on a little bit, and also we're deactivating the VHF at this time.
Roger, copy, deactivating the VHF and zooming in. Okay, hold it about there.
You can see the subsolar point very well in this picture.
Yes, indeed. We can see the very bright spot on the surface of the water that is the subsolar point.
Does it look gold?
Negative. It looks silvery, about the same color as the clouds here, only obviously brighter.
See nighttime coming over on the eastern part of the United States, too.
Roger, and while you're doing this, we'd like to uplink you to PTC reps, Matt. You go to POO and accept. This is Houston. Can you describe for us the area that the northern clouds seem to be obscuring?
Yeah. They start up in the northwest territories of Canada and actually ring out to Alaska, and from there they go down just about to the Canadian-United States border and go on east. But the whole northwest Pacific across northern Canada and over to Greenland is all obscured with just a solid white mass of clouds there. You can see it up near the North Pole.
Roger, we can see the California coastline in Baja, California down in the lower right-hand corner of our screen.
I zoomed out a little bit now. You can really notice those clouds that cover about the northern, looks like about the northern third to quarter of the earth there.
Roger, 10, up in the vicinity of Alaska, we see a swirl. Does that look like a storm system, a low-pressure area to you?
Yeah, you've got a swirl out there right on the off the coast of Alaska. How are the colors coming through down there, Bruce?
Oh, colors are coming through beautifully. The oceans are beautiful blue-green. We can see the land masses in a brown to reddish brown. The vicinity of the North Pole, the clouds and ice cap seems to be saturating a little, but on the whole, it's all coming through nicely.
Okay, good. And you can area right east of the Sierra Nevadas now, or actually around the Rockies, as nighttime starts to settle in the United States, it's becoming more of a purplish red. You can see Texas, Oklahoma, that area is becoming more of a purplish red, and the rest of it is still a bright red.
Right, we can see the Terminator quite clearly moving up from the lower right-hand corner of our screens.
Yeah, roger.
Apollo 10, this is Houston. We had a computer problem here. It delayed our rest mat uplink. We're ready to go now, though.
Okay, we are in Pooh. We're
in accept.
Apollo 10, this is Houston. You all planning any interior shots this fest?
We can turn on the floodlights for just a minute here.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to go around and shoot an interior now.
Roger.
Get all arranged around here, we'll show you a quick inside shot.
Houston, roger out. Apollo 10, Houston, we've completed the uplink. You can go back to block. Roger. Okay, you're coming through on our black and white monitor now very well. We'll see the color in a minute.
Okay, John's just sitting upside down here in the LEV.
Yeah, we see smiling John down there.
Yeah, he's just turning around down here.
In living color. Tom, you can't believe it. It's really great. The colors are fantastic.
Okay, I guess we'll
zoom in on John.
All right, we're looking into the LEB now and looking at John Young on the right. You need to focus a little when you get in closer.
How does that look?
Ah, it's beautiful. Coming through nicely.
Okay.
Looks just like you, John.
Wait just a minute.
Uh, Are you in the interior position on the camera?
Over here is Gino.
All right, we're looking at Gene right now. I understand you all haven't got your suits off yet.
John has his suit off and all stowed, and Gene and I don't.
Okay, we got a good look at the disky a few seconds ago as you panned past it. Okay, we see your patch in the screen right now. Can you zoom in on that a little? It's coming through loud and clear now.
That's the best I can do. Let me try to focus it closer.
Roger. That's the one on the front cover of your flight plan, I believe. We can read the writing on
that's
the flight
firm.
Plan.
That's firm.
Okay, it's really coming through beautifully down here. Okay, Tom, we see your nameplate there, Stafford.
That's how I can tell who it is, huh?
That's how we can tell who it is.
All right.
You can see the sun coming in over my shoulder and then on Tom. It's really tremendous.
Yes, indeed. It certainly is bright there.
For information, all these are at F-22.
Roger.
In fact, that's what we shot the Earth, that was F-22.
Roger.
Looks like you got some suntan yesterday, Tom.
Right, have to stay healthy there, Charlie. I'll take it back over here at my left window and show the Earth again.
Roger, 10. Okay, Tim, we're getting the Earth now. We've got the Terminator to our left, and it looks like the South Pole on the top of the screen. Apollo 10, this is Houston. We're going to have a communications handover At about 7 hours, 30 minutes GET, or about 4 hours from now. And the black and white is really looking good. The color is showing a little bit of saturation on the white. Could you tell us the position of your ALC switch? Over.
It's in outside.
Roger.
It's in outside.
Ten, this is Houston. We're showing the orientation reversed from what you had it a few minutes ago. Is it convenient for you to turn the world upside down or right side up here?